This is Joy Roland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 43. We know failure is the price of success. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 43 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today. I say that a lot, don't I? Excited. Like, I was thinking of the word to say, maybe happy. Well, I feel like excited actually conveys how I feel. But because I say often, I feel like maybe people may think that maybe I'm not being genuine, but I am truly, truly excited to be here today. Now, as always, I hope you're doing very well. I hope your family is doing very well. So the reason I have a number of reasons why I'm excited today. One is I get to record this podcast. I love recording this podcast because it is one area of my business I absolutely love. So as you know, if you run your own business, there are a number of areas you have to be on top of. So admin, the finances, the operations, the technology, all of those things. But of everything, recording this podcast is top of my list. I love it so much because I get to connect with you, and I use it as, I want to say therapy, but maybe not therapy, but it just gives me joy when I plug in my microphone and I bring up the software to start recording. Like, it just makes me so happy. And I get to listen to my podcast the next day. Like, when it goes live on either the Monday or the Thursday, I listen to it. And I'm actually learning. I'm learning for myself. And yeah, it's so good to be here. Anyways, so I like to chit-chat before I start the day's topic. So if this is your first time on this podcast, welcome. Nice to meet you. My name is Joy Roland. I hope to get to meet you someday. Many people just listen to the podcast and never reach out. That's fine. But some people reach out for further help or just to be friends. That's fine as well. So today I want to talk to you about something that happened during my week. So 3 days ago or 2 days ago, I posted in a Facebook group. So I'm in a Facebook group of coaches. So coaches like me who are rocking it in their businesses. I think we're about almost 4,000 in the group. So I offered to give my Canva templates for free. So Canva is a design tool you use to design things like lead magnets, PDFs, posts, different things, right? So I have a list of templates I have, and I was giving it for free in the group. What took me aback was, so far there are about almost 100 comments in the group. But what really struck me was how people were very hesitant to believe that I was actually offering them for free. So they were hoping that there was a catch somewhere. Like, I wasn't even asking them for email addresses. So I was just forwarding them my templates directly. So like, they didn't have to give me their email address or nothing like that. So like, they were very surprised by my generosity, right? So what really took me aback was their surprise, right? So it got me thinking. We live in a society, in a world where many people are bad actors. When I say bad actors, I mean people are out to get you, whether online or in person. People just want to make a dollar off of you. So it makes sense that everyone's guard is up, right? Because they're like, what's the catch? But what I want to offer them, like, I'm going to write a follow-up post. And what I want to offer them is, it's okay for your guard to be up, but still have a part of you that expects good things, that expects good things to happen to you. So I learned this from my mentor, She did a course called The Possibility Formula, and she talked about what extraordinarily wealthy women know. And one of the things she said that just caught me off guard was one thought she offered us to start experimenting with and to start living by was this. She said, "Nothing is too good to be true." Whoa, nothing is too good to be true. Like, that's the opposite of what people tell us. Like, if it's too good to be true, then it is something like that, right? So, when you want to be wealthy, I am beginning to embody the thought and the belief system that nothing is too good to be true for me. No amount of money is too much for me. So, if you've listened to my podcast for any length of time, you know my goal for 2024, right? We're in early March 2024. And my money goal for 2024 is to make $1 million. Okay? Like, that sounds crazy because I certified as a coach August last year. I took the time to do all my funnels, my website, and I launched my business in December last year. So, many people will think, oh, that's a crazy goal, that's an audacious goal. But I believe this goal so much that I know 100% I'm going to hit my goal. Now, although I am 100% certain that I will hit my goal, if the end of the year comes and let's say I've only made $10,000, for example, I am not going to be disappointed. No. The reason I'm not going to be disappointed is because I know that I would have evolved as a human being by Christmas this year, right? So the $1 million is not like having that money in my bank account in cash. That's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is the evolution of Joy Roland, the evolution of me as a person. Like, that's the price. That's the I want to say that's honestly, that's the cherry on top of the cake. But that's the crux of it. That's the crux of having a money goal, is the evolution we experience during the process of getting to that goal. So, I digress, but I wanted to tell you that as I have my goal of $1 million, I am working hard, I am working smart in my business to make it happen, right? But I am open to sources of income on every angle. For example, maybe Oprah might listen to my podcast and say she wants to do a collaboration. And then I do a collaboration, I write a book, and then I make $1 million. That's one way. Another way could be maybe Jeff Bezos sees me somewhere and falls in love, maybe, and then gives me half of his wealth, right? Well, that's supposed to be a joke, but well, maybe not a joke, but ultimately, what I want you to start experimenting with is being open to possibilities. Okay? So I have a business, I'm a money coach, I am doing all the things, I'm working hard, I'm putting myself out there, I am taking massive action. By the way, if you don't know what massive action is, in my world and on this podcast, we define massive action as taking action consistently until you get the results you want. Okay, it's completely different from passive action. Passive action, you consume other people's materials, you watch more videos, all of those things. You design your logo, you do your website, you create your funnels. All of those are passive action. Massive action is actually contributing, creating products, for example, creating courses online for people to buy and pay you for, actually asking people to buy your services. Actively asking them. So, not just creating a post on social media, but actually asking people, I have this product. Are you interested? And then you get either a yes or a no. So, that's massive action. So, I'm continuing to take massive action and I expect and I work towards hitting my goal of $1 million. But I am open to possibilities. So, my colleagues in that Facebook group who were very hesitant and doubtful that my templates were being given to them for free, I want to encourage, I want, I'm going to write a post to encourage them to be open to good things happening to them. Okay, so I want to encourage you to my listeners. As you work towards building wealth, you have a business, you're working hard, you're working smart on your business, you're taking the action. Still, be open to sources of income from every angle. Okay? Anyways, now when I talked about my money goal and when I said whether I hit $1 million, $10,000 at the end of the year, it doesn't matter. I just thought of my mentor, Brooke Castillo. She's the owner of the Life Coach School, and I trained as a life coach in her school. And she has had a goal of $100 million. Okay, her goal is to make $100 million in a 12-month period. Now, she set that goal about maybe 4 years ago. She hasn't hit that goal yet, but she has evolved. So she keeps telling us that that goal is to help her evolve. So she's made over $56 million last year in her coaching business. But as she works towards $100 million, she's evolving. So the money itself, the $100 million in her bank account, is not the ultimate goal. It's the evolution she's going through. So I wanted to say that to encourage you to expand your vision of what's possible, one, and then to expect good things. Okay? Expect good things because it's possible to have your tentacles on to catch any bad actors, right? Any scammers online, but you can still open up yourself to receive wealth from different sources. Okay, so that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Okay, so for today's episode, our topic is we know failure is the price of success. Now, if this is your first episode, I want to give you a bit of background. For the past 7 episodes, we've been going through a series of the 12 things that extraordinarily wealthy women know. And I've been talking about each of them in each of the episodes. There are 12 things. Now, to give you some context, 10 of those 12 things were the things I learned from my mentor in the possibility formula. But I've added two more because I felt it was missing these two things. Okay, so today we'll be talking about we know failure is the price of success. So, as we work towards creating wealth, we know that to create wealth, we have to fail many times. Now, this means we have to embrace failure. I did an earlier episode where I titled it, I Want to Fail. Now, if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that. But ultimately, I want you to embrace failure. I want you to want to fail. I want you to look forward to failing. Now, the reason is this. That to create success, you have to fail many times. And this school of thought actually goes against what we've been taught in schools, in the society, by our parents as we were growing up. It's the complete opposite because we're taught in school to just memorize some books or some materials, write an examination, write tests. And then if we fail, that's a negative, right? If you fail an exam, is actually seen as a negative thing. But I want to challenge that thought. I want to challenge that belief system. Because as business owners, as women who want to be wealthy, we have to embrace failure. Like failing is proof that you are taking action. When someone comes to me and I ask them and I say, what have you been doing in your business? What actions have you been taking? What results do you have to show? And they say, well, so far this year, I've only made $5,000 in my business. And then I ask them, what actions have you been taking? Show me your results. When I say, show me your results, I'm asking for the number of yeses and the number of noes. Now, when someone comes to me and they don't have any results to show, then I say, well, you're not taking massive action. Because when you take massive action, the proof of massive action is your results. Now, not positive results only, but lots and lots of negative results, lots and lots of rejection, lots and lots of failure. That's how we know we are taking action. And that's how we know we're on the right track to to becoming extraordinarily wealthy women. So, someone once said, when you stand on the mountaintop of success, you will be standing on a pile of failure. Now, I said last week, and I talked about Amazon. Amazon only became profitable after year 9 of being in business. How many of you are willing to try for 9 years? And for those 9 years, you actually take action and you return losses, loss after loss. How many of you will hang on to that business? Very, very few people. But Jeff Bezos was able to just keep going. He kept going until the company became profitable in the ninth year. So if you truly, truly want to be successful, you have to embrace failure. Now, don't see failure as a bad thing. And the only way you can train your brain to not see failure as a bad thing is when you use your prefrontal cortex. Your prefrontal cortex is the side of your brain that has evolved. It's the side of your brain that is the executive part. It's the side of your brain that you use for decision making. It's the part of your brain you use to plan ahead of time. So your primitive brain doesn't like failure. It sees failing as a bad thing. It sees failing as a threat to your survival, because like I said last week, the primitive brain has only three goals, and the three goals are to run away from pain, to run towards pleasure, and to conserve energy as much as possible. So, in order to start embracing failure, you have to use the primitive part of your brain to manage the, you have to use the prefrontal cortex to manage the primitive part of your brain. That is a meta skill. That is a skill that takes diligent action to learn and master. And yes, it is worthwhile. It is so worth it to be able to see failure as a good thing. So here's an example. When I started my business, so I put together all of my funnels, my website, over the holidays last year. And I actually launched my website on November, my podcast on November 1st. When I launched my podcast, I was so scared. I was afraid. I was afraid of rejection. I was afraid of failing. I was afraid of judgment. What will people judge me? Okay. And all of my limiting beliefs, all of my insecurities came up as I was recording my first ever episode. Now, I had to move past all of that, and I embraced failure to help me move forward. I didn't expect that my first episode would be a success. No. I told myself that this is the learning curve. I am willing and ready to learn and to fail on my journey to success. And that's what I want you to start to imbibe. I want you to start thinking about this. I want you to start embracing this belief system, because it works. It works, and it helps you to move past your fears. It helps you to move past your insecurities. It helps you to move past the thinking of being an imposter. Yes, it's called imposter syndrome. So I want you to want to fail, and I want you to want to fail hard. I want you to want to take massive action. Again, like I said earlier, massive action is taking action until you get the results you want. And what's the formula? The formula is a scientific process, okay? And my coach gave me this scientific process. And this is a scientific process. You decide what you want. So the first step is deciding what you want. And then you make an educated guess on how to get that thing you want. Make an educated guess, and then you take action. You put into practice and you do the educated guess. And then you evaluate, did the educated guess what you did? Did it get you the results? If yes, keep going. If no, go back and take another guess and try a new guess. She said, this is exactly how successful people think. And if you think about people who have invented stuff, like the airplane, the microwave, all of the amazing things we have and enjoy today, all of those things never existed. Someone, and surprise, surprise, a human being, right? A human being like you and I, who has a brain like you and I, took an educated guess and said, oh, right now we have to always heat up our food on a stove. I wonder, how can we use a gadget that you can just put your food into, plug into electricity, and it heats it up? And that person took an educated guess and tried that educated guess. I promise you that it didn't work the first, second, third, fourth time. But this person kept trying different things until he or she finally found it. Now, I said he or she. I should actually do a research to find out who invented the microwave, because I want to personally thank that person. Because the microwave is one of the things that makes my life so easy. Okay, so here's your homework for the week. I like to give you homeworks. I want you to identify your path to creating wealth, what you want to do to create wealth. And I want you to decide that you want to embrace failure. Now, when I say decide your path to create wealth, I just remembered the question someone asked me. So I was one of the members of a panel at a conference a couple of weeks ago. And when I finished giving my talk and my presentation, someone asked me the question. A woman asked me the question, how do I come up with a business idea that will be successful? And this was my answer. And so maybe you're thinking about it and you're thinking, oh, what business idea can I come up with to help me reach my money goals faster? And I'm going to give you the same answer I gave her. The answer lies within you. Number one, you have to get quiet. When I say get quiet, I mean get quiet in your soul and in your spirit. Many times that involves turning off your phone and social media. And think about your skill, your education, your experience. And think about what you've experienced in your life that can actually be useful to another human being. That, my friend, will be your path to wealth. Now, I like to ask my future self. So this is how it works. I think of my future self as my sister. Now, this might sound a bit woo-woo to some people, but just hang on with me for a little bit. Think of your future self as your sister. That future self has arrived at the place you want to arrive. So let's say your goal is to make $20 million, right? That future self, your future self has made $20 million. Now, here's how it works. You have to ask your future self, how did you do it? Your future self will tell you. Yes, your future self will tell you, and you have to then take massive action to make it happen. Now, here are some examples of ways that people have made money and ways that people are continuing to make money. I know of a woman who is a coach online, and she's an autism coach. She coaches families who have autistic children. And she uses her experience of raising her son. Her son is now 17, raising her son as a special needs child. And she helps other people navigate that experience, right? And now she's making a lot of money from that. So that's an example of someone who's using their experience to help other people. Like, she's helping them tremendously, but they're paying her for that help. Another example is, maybe you've been through a divorce. Maybe you've been through a divorce and you want to help. You're passionate about helping other women go through their divorce and come out triumphant on the other side. That's an example of how you can make money. Maybe you want to do parenting. Maybe you have good experience and skill raising your children, and you feel drawn towards helping other parents. Now, as women, we know what our special gifts are. So you know exactly what your skill is, what your experience is that will make you millions and millions of dollars. The only thing that's stopping you from taking action to make all of that money is one, your limiting beliefs, two, imposter syndrome, three, overwhelm. Sometimes you feel overwhelmed, you have so much to do, and all of those things keep you stuck. And then Christmas after Christmas, the years keep rolling by, and you keep wishing and hoping and thinking, but you don't take action. So here's my offer to you. If you are ready, you've had enough, and you're ready to actually start building wealth, jump on a free complimentary strategy call with me, and I will tell you how I can help you in my one-to-one income accelerator program. I'm so excited for this program because it's private, it's one-to-one, and I'll help you create a strategy that will take you to your money goal. That's all I'm about. Okay? So that's all I have for you today. I hope you have your assignment, right? Your assignment for the week. Embrace failure. Failure is not harmful, my friend. Failure is not harmful. Failure is the rung on the ladder to success. Okay, I'll see you in the next episode. Have a fantastic rest of your week and day. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.